as an energy and water education and training skills authority, we are mandated by the National Skills Development Plan to, as we focus on the objectives and outcomes mandated to us, that we should also focus on transformational imperatives. Because the National Skills Development Plan supports transformational and redress imperatives in South Africa, obviously through skills that is focusing on addressing this equality amongst a number of transformational imperatives, of which gender is just one of them. So it is within this context that it was necessary for us to focus on this program. And the reason why specifically executive development program, we conduct research. That's where we start with our value chain. We anticipate skills that are in need in the energy and water sector, occupations that are hard to fill, or occupations that are in high demand. And in so doing, that through our research that we normally conduct, we picked up, or it's been a trend that there are continuous trends around capacity or gender representation, particularly in professional and management level. So we looked at the organizing framework for occupations, which categorized different occupations in South Africa. We realized that through the workplace skills plan we receive as a CETA, representation of women continues to be low. I mean, if you look at, and I'll just focus on these two bands of professionals and managers, you realize that you have a male continue to enjoy high representation, currently sitting at 61%, women at 38%. So that's male-female representation at the professional level in the energy and water sector. You go to management, the similar trend, managers are at 63%. I mean, male are at 63%, and you have females at 36%. And the trend is continuing. I must say, however, that it's been improving through the years. I mean, if we look at 2016, 2018, and where we are, we see a slight improvement, but it's still not encouraging. It's still a concern to us as a CETA mandated with the responsibility to deal with issues of redress. And I think it is within the context, this context, that it became necessary for us to start this kind of intervention. It's a first of its own that we are doing. We've never done this specifically before. And that was the context why it was necessary to do the executive development program.
Now, who are the women that are going to directly benefit from this? And I mean, if there are people who are listening and thinking, geez, I know that this is a male-dominated industry, I would love to tap into this assistance through this initiative. How do they do that?
Okay, so because this was, we were just piloting this kind of an intervention. So this is a first rollout, but we specifically targeted our employers. Maybe for the listeners who don't understand the CETA system, you have employers classified to a particular sector of the economy. So for energy and water sector, we have what we call levy-paying employers and non-levy-paying employers. So levy-paying employers, obviously, are those employers who contribute skills development levies to the CETA. But the interesting thing is that with this program, we didn't restrict it to levy payers. We just spoke to employers in the sector. So whether it's a small employer, whether it's a medium employer or a large employer. So, and I give a typical example. In energy, you will have your employers like your Eskom, you'll have a City Power, you'll have your Proconics, just as an example. So those are some of the employers that are participating actually in this program. And in water, you have water boards. There's a number of water boards that are participating. So the target audience this time around was specifically employers. It didn't include other constituencies that we support as an energy and water, because our support base ranges beyond just employers in the sector. But that specific target in this case was employers. So it would be your utilities, it would be government entities. We have one or two government that is participating also in the program. So that was the target audience at this point in time.
And for those people who would like to read up a little bit more about it, where can we find more information?
Obviously, we are not open. We're not recruiting at this stage. The program has already commenced, as you may have seen in our press release statement. So we're not currently recruiting. But safe to say that obviously as a CETA, we continuously advertise for employers to participate or to apply for funding through our partnerships. We also on an ongoing basis engage with our potential partners where we receive proposals for different programs or different interventions. So currently we have not advertised. So they can go to the website, they will see that it's closed because the session has already started. So the 20 that we started with are already in class as we speak now. More information about the CETA is available on www.ewceta.org.za around the program. Thank you, ma'am.